this nation has.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
Lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. I'm Teddy Parrish, hosting today with the good Dr. Gene Henslow.
It's good to be
PhD,
here, Ted.
And Charlie Murphy.
It is wonderful to be here.
Holloway.
Thank you for offering
Murphy?
The invite.
What's this Murphy thing?
Teddy can tell you all about that.
Dave Chappelle, he had these stories with Rick James on there, and Rick James and his brother, and they were really going at it. And every time he saw Eddie Murphy's brother, Charlie's like, Charlie Murphy! it's just a long story. Most people.
That's funny.
Well, it's good to be here, Ted.
Yes, it is.
And let's talk a little bit about the economics. I think the biggest news was that they had GDP growing at 3.5%.
Yeah,
and that was quite surprising to me, quite frankly, because I'm this consumer spending. I don't know what's going on there, but evidently that's picking up.
It's a good thing. I would hate to think that it was game, because with the election coming next.
No,
week,
I don't think it was game.
It was a pretty doggone good report across the board, especially with the inventories taken away from GDP and you're still having that good growth. I thought it was pretty solid. Of course, we got to go through three revisions before we get the final tab. So it could be negative 3.5% in a month.
Yeah. This is too late in the game to affect the election.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is. Right.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, let's go through some other numbers here. Chain store sales.
They were up a little after falling the prior 2 weeks. A year ago, growth also gained, increasing from 2.1% to 2.8%. They're saying that warm weather may have taken away from sales now. Yeah. So.
I'm so sick and tired. Yeah. I'm so sick and tired. I tell you what, every warm weather excuse is going to be gone this weekend. Cold as a devil up north, and it's going to be freezing with a high of like 51 here in Atlanta.
So really? you feel bad for the retailers in San Diego, because they're about the only ones that can never blame anything on the weather.
Yeah, that's right. There's no outs there.
Yeah.
I know.
That's crazy.
Hey, Teddy, Nordstrom's closing their store out at...
really?
Yeah,
at the outlet?
Malamar. No. What's the one way up 400? Mall of Georgia.
Oh, really? Oh, up 85.
Their lease is
really?
Up.
And they're going to close it.
They're going to close it. It hasn't worked to be profitable.
I'm going to tell you, a lot of people used to go up that way shopping, but now some of these other outlets around here are doing well. But in Buckhead, man, they're building that whole boutique area right there on Peachtree and West Paces.
Yeah.
It's going to be very nice. They've opened a few stores already. They got Hermes in there, and I mean, I wouldn't know anything about some of those high-end stores.
Yeah, Nordstrom's at a price point where you need customers that aren't really price-conscious, for the most part. And if you're traveling up to Mall of Georgia, that's a great, one-stop shop. It's got everything from the
largest mall,
low-end to high-end. And, I think Nordstrom's should probably stick with,
They're in Phipps Plaza, and they're at Perimeter.
And they do well there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I just was bringing that up because, it's I get custom shirts from Nordstrom, and they're very reasonably priced.
Yeah, some good deals.
Durable goods, not good.
Not good at all, down 1.3%. The consensus was for 0.6% growth. That's a huge swing.
Yeah. Home index by existing home prices. Teddy, you're an expert in this area. Decelerating again.
Yeah, and
that's not that they're going down.
No, it's just not growing as fast.
Right.
The new housing markets are resilient, existing. I think the easy homes have been had, and you're having to come off of some of your higher expectations for prices. But I think that there's still solid demand there in that. It's all about location still.
Listen, I went out yesterday and looked at four houses for sale. Mm-hmm. If you don't know this, part of the thing that Hensler has is a closed end, whatever you want to call it, we buy real estate. Mm-hmm. And I went out and looked at four houses. $130,000 or less, then you'd be proud to own.
Really?
I mean, nice homes. Three bedroom, two bath, nice neighborhoods, the whole nine yards. So there's opportunities out there for people to start their homes, but the financing still, even though they quote the Fed loosened those standards, and we've talked about this before, mm-hmm. banks aren't lending to those standards. They're lending to the highest standards they can.
Yeah.
Well, one you know, residential real estate client that we have, broker client that we have, he said over the this year in particular, that some pockets of Atlanta are really a pretty big area of Atlanta, whether it be mm-hmm. in town or some of the better Cobb County school districts, are as hot as he's ever seen them.
Oh yeah.
And the prices, and he's looking more at probably $400,000 homes and up to $1 million. Mm-hmm. He says they just sell that.
There, I mean,
they don't
any.
Even, they hardly don't even go on market, or you know, the signs never hit the front yard. It's just gone.
And there are a large amount of pockets around Atlanta like that.
Yeah.
And Cobb County is just insatiable now for good reason. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For good reason. I mean, with everything happening out here, you got Lake Point, you got the Braves moving to Cobb County, Kennesaw State. Mm-hmm. I mean, in football, there's so many great things around here. You got companies even relocating here and expanding in this area. Mm-hmm. I mean, so aren't they going to expand McCollum Airport or make it a little bigger?
Now, they're putting two important things, what they're doing. They're putting a new tower in.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, it's a...
Regional?
No. When you come in from a foreign country, help me out here. Customs.
Oh, okay. Really?
Having a customs. So you can now fly right from McCollum to all over the place. You want to go to the Bahamas. You want to go here. Mm-hmm. You want to go there.
Huh.
You don't have to clear through any place else. You just come right back.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that's a huge deal.
That's really good for businesses.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go out there and see the G4s, 5s, and 6s
hanging
out.
There.
I'm telling you. You're right, Teddy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they're starting to fix the roads here. They're putting those mm-hmm. reversible lanes up now. I thought that was the quick transportation from Kennesaw State to Southern Poly. But I was surprised that that's not what it's going to be. They're going to actually have a system going from the Braves Stadium to Kennesaw.
I know.
I thought they were building that soon, but that's not the case. That's just the reversible lanes that they're doing.
We're bragging out here in Cobb County because things are going very well.
And I mean, it's good for the whole metro, Atlanta metro. I don't think it's going to take away from Atlanta. I think it's going to bring a lot of new people in and new revenues in. So.
Consumer index, consumer confidence.
It jumped, and I can't figure from these numbers. I think it's jumped up to 94 from an upwardly revised 89. And, you know, it's beating expectations and hitting a 7-year high. People are confident, about existing conditions in the future.
There are more vibes going around I can't figure out. That's all I can tell you. Is there all sorts of people who can't get a job? You've got unemployment for young people. They can't mm-hmm. get a decent job, all that sort of stuff. So it's a real mixed bag. Mortgage applications slipped a little bit, and the reason is Charlie and I were talking earlier.
Rates jumped.
Whew. Yeah.
They were, like, really cheap.
That was a brief window. Very brief.
Well, evidently everybody else but you, Charlie, jumped on it.
Well, no, I mean, I've got a good rate, so, but they were getting down close to where we're at, and it was interesting to watch, but it at least for the moment, that window's closed, so we'll see if they dip back down. I don't think they will.
Well, the Fed came out this week, and they ended their quantitative easing, the purchasing of securities, which, okay, we were 95% sure that they were going to do it.
Right.
There was a slither of a chance of them not doing it. It's done now.
Right.
You know, so the dollar shot up a little. Like, it was a surprise. I mean, I think there's just a lot of gambling out there in those big institutional investors. Mm-hmm. Because like I just said, there was no way.
They've been saying for all year that October was going to be the final month where they wound it down.
The dollar is strong. I tell you, it's king. Mm-hmm. And everybody wants to get into that. That's what's keeping rates low.
Yeah.
The Fed doesn't have to go out and buy Treasury securities. Everybody else is buying them.
Mm-hmm.
They're having problems all over the place. We're getting into recessions again in Europe. These countries who maybe had a good show like Greece and stuff like that are now hurting again. Italy is hurting again.
Which it's going to fall apart at some point.
Well, I'm waiting for the
Europe.
I'm waiting for the euro to get to 88 cents, and I'm just going to buy a villa and villa. On Lake Cuomo. That's right. Next is George Clooney.
Yeah.
George and I will be
Hanging out.
And that's going to be bottom of the market, right?
It's
right.
Be bottom of the. Because you'll know, your timing's market, when you hear that Gene's out here, he's in Italy for the summer. jobless claims steady, quick.
They actually bumped up a little, 3,000 to 287,000 last week, and you know, still below 300,000, which is important. I mean, we've got the number coming next Friday for unemployment. Hopefully, we'll get a good number.
Good. Quick, stock market, Ted, what did it do last week?
Stock market was actually
up
1.32%, led by healthcare, telecom, financials, then utilities, which is an odd mix.
And materials down 1.63. That's because that's oils in materials, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
And that's just going down, down, and down. And and for the year, we've got
9.9%. 9.48%.
Why? I'll tell you what.
That's huge.
What happened? What happened to this market crash, Dad?
I don't know, but the Dow went back over 17,000 for a minute this week.
And Apple at an all-time high.
Mm-hmm.
And, just keeps chugging.
Yep.
Tim Cook. Well, you know, it's Icon that thinks it's worth half of its fair market value.
Or it's worth not
200 a share.
It's worth more.
It's getting closer to 200 a share, but I don't know how quickly it's going to get to that point.
That guy, he needs to go away.
Yeah.
Who?
Icon.
Oh,
Carl Icon.
Well, he's just talking it up.
Yeah.
Really, you know, he's got a big stake in it.
And what's it called? It's called talking your book.
That's right.
You own 8 million shares of it. You talk your book, man.
Yeah.
Company news.
Had a bunch of
one of the earnings. Big things is earnings surprises are way up.
Yeah.
Like 80%. And usually it's 60.
64. And, revenues were up, too. And the revenues beat, I think, about 67% of revenues have beat. So. It was a good quarter. It's not done completely, but it's almost there.
Teddy, Visa today was up 10%.
Yeah. Oof. Very strong quarter.
Facebook fell back a little bit. But boy,
well, that's because people are not using it as much, mm-hmm. and they have increasing costs. He's out buying everything in the whole world. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you have to admit Amazon.
Oh, gosh.
He got slammed, didn't he? You have to admit, though, Facebook is proven to be a...
That's a moneymaker, yeah.
Profitable.
Mm-hmm. Well, revenue's growing. But, you know, when are people going to get wise to Bezos or whatever his name is? That
Amazon?
Yeah, I mean, here's the bottom line. And I shop Amazon, so I'm not going to...
It's a great service.
But what I'm saying to you is, how do you make it up on volume?
Right.
Because he's been spouting volume and volume and losing money.
Well,
and losing
yeah.
money and losing money.
He stuck to his same strategy from the beginning. It's... At some point, you do have to show a profit, right?
Yeah,
I mean, the question is, I don't know when some point is.
Well, I think it's about now. You've seen what happened to the price.
Yeah.
You got killed.
Remember this, folks. If a company doesn't make any money, you don't want to own it.
And guess what they're doing? They're building their first brick-and-mortar store, Amazon.
Boy, that's a killer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the death nail, I think.
It is. that's the deal. It's going to be a showcase, you know?
Well.
And now Walmart's come out. This is the newest thing, that they will meet any price on the net.
Really? In the stores?
That's right.
Oh, man.
He said, so look out. I don't know what it's going to do to profit on Walmart, but I know what it's going to do to some of these other companies.
Yeah.
If I can pick it up right there at Walmart.
Yeah. I strategically shop. You know, we talked a little earlier about mm-hmm. Kroger, but I strategically shop. I'll shop at Kroger for a little bit, and I'll go to Walmart to get my seasonings if it's not coming from Penzies. So.
Well, I got a better place than Penzies, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I'll fill you in on that. Okay. All right, we're gonna be back shortly, and we're going to answer your questions that you called in and emailed.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.